Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
That's what day it is. Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It should just be, guess who's on? It's the Monica J Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, and I hope you head on over to 991fmtalk.com at some point today and answer our poll question. Should nonviolent inmates be released from prison due to the coronavirus? There's like 1% that said yes. Everybody else is no, hell no. You know, they're in prison for a reason. Just because they're in prison at that time for something that was nonviolent doesn't mean they haven't been in prison before for something that was violent. They're not checking past records. They're just looking at what they are in for at this time. Remember also, when you log on to 991fmtalk.com, not only participating in the poll question, but you can also check out the podcasts from previous shows. You want to support law enforcement today? Head on over to Gold and Silver, the Gold and Silver Inn on 4th Street, and get in line at 1:30, and they're going to be parading in support for Back in the Badge, supporting our law enforcement. Let's go to the talk and text line. She's pounding on something, but hopefully it's not a customer or anything like that. Joining us right now is Christy from Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. Hey, Christy.
Oh, my gosh. Came home and my Mastiff puppy had pulled the back off my recliner. So I was pounding those staples back in.
Oh, you got to love the puppies. They're so inquisitive.
Oh, my Lord. Leave her alone for a little bit. So mask story really quick. And I've had so many of these that I just don't even want to leave my house anymore. I have to have a CT scan.
That's pretty
on
much
Friday.
The goal. That's their goal, Christy, is to make sure nobody leaves their house for any reason.
It's infuriating because I can't wear one. Would I if I could? No. But I can't wear one. So when I go there and they ask me to wear a mask, I tell them I can't. And it's none of your business why. And that is according to Sysalak's directive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to have a CT scan on Friday. And like I do with every other medical place, I told them at the scheduling that I needed I can't wear a mask. So they came back on the phone and said, no problem. Well, I've gotten a call twice in the last week from the director of ancillary services at one of our local large medical facilities, let's just say. Didn't know why he was calling. He was calling over the mask thing. He said he wanted to know why. And I said, I have the right to privacy under HIPAA. And he says, well, we're a hospital. I said, I don't care. My reason for not being able to wear a mask has absolutely nothing to do with my sinus CT scan. So there is no need for you to know anything as to why. And he said, well, you know, we don't know if we're subject to that directive. I said, well, look at it. He goes, well, I don't have it up. I said, okay. He starts telling about all the people that lie about it. Okay. Very long story short, because he and I are arguing back and forth. He comes back and tells me, because I got a little graphic with him about why I cannot. He comes back and tells me, well, why don't we just say it's claustrophobia? And I said, so you want me to lie? Dead silence on his end. So what the flip is going on? I'm so close to swearing. I'm not going to after the last time.
Yeah,
oh,
I was going to say the last words. You caught me off guard, Christy.
I'm a bad girl. I won't be again.
Well, let me tell you the information that I have, Christy.
I've had more bullying over this than I know what to say.
Because the left are bullies. That's all they know how to
Completely.
Do. They don't know facts. They don't know people's situations. They don't care what your situation is, you know, when we're all supposed to matter. They don't care. They want us sick. They want us in fear. They want us confined, whatever. But let me tell you what I know from the people who I deal with is that Governor Sisolak's lackey, his assistant that is partaking in all of this COVID massive hysteria was up here in northern Nevada, and I had a sit down with all of the experts, quote unquote, from the different hospitals. All hospitals in Carson City, Lake Tahoe, for all of northern Nevada. So quite a number of people there, and they all told this assistant that they had no problems. They had PPE, they had, you know, no issues with beds being full in the ICUs, and that, you know, all this panic was for nothing. Yeah, Sisolak's lackey, he didn't go for that. He didn't care. He just, you know, kept head down and didn't listen to anybody. And, you know, we'll just tell people what we want them to believe.
Yeah. I've got ER nurses coming into the store that will not wear masks. And here's the thing. 2 years ago, and I used to work in the aircraft industry, in order to make any of our staff wear masks for painting the airplane, we had to do an OSHA fit test or we could be fined. So now all of a sudden it's okay with OSHA that we throw on Batman and everything else with no filters or anything in it and call it good. Yeah. And they're going to fine me for not wearing one of those when they used to fine us for the N95s not fitting correctly.
And this is how the fines go, because if you look at the formal investigation that they just did into a bunch of different stores, six Northern Nevada businesses were fined for not following the rules. Of course, our friends over at RAC, Guns and Ammo, they were fined.
I'm so angry about that.
But get this. Winco, Walmart, Home Depot, Grocery Outlet, another Walmart, all national companies that can afford that, except for one. Our local Rack Guns and Ammo. Imagine
that. Because
you
can't catch it in any of those places.
Yeah.
You can't catch it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've heard that the reason that Carson City's restaurants were left open, bars, et cetera, is because the legislators are in session.
Or
and
were.
They want to be able to go somewhere. Exactly.
Yeah.
They wanted to be able to go somewhere.
And you can ask Ira Hansen. You can ask Ira Hansen. He went into one of those restaurants and they almost threw him out and didn't want to serve him because of the BS that our legislature is pulling. Our Democrat-controlled legislature, what they're pulling. Just, you know, I had to make sure I got that out there, too, just so you know. Christy, thank you so much for giving your story, because people have to know that you cannot be bullied if you stand up for yourself like Christy. You know, there are professions. I'm with you, Christy. If I owned a gun store, if I owned a bank, if I owned a high-end jewelry, you know, oh, hell, if I owned any business, I don't want to see somebody coming into with a mask.
No, because I'm supposed to check their identity. And I had somebody tell me the other day, I will not remove my mask. I said, well, you won't get your gun back then because it's in for repair. I said, I have to be able to look at your face and compare it to your driver's license. I'll do it in your car. I'll do it with enough space. But I can't let guns go to people that have half their face covered.
You'd think that would be the same for alcohol. But you hopefully, you know, more people just saw the national story last night that kids are dressing up as older people with their masks and their glasses and everything on and going in and buying alcohol. No one is questioning them.
Of course.
It's ridiculous. I'm pretty sure that probably the pot stores have had that happen, too, but nobody wants to say anything.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Nope.
Christy, thank you so much for, you know, all my love and support to you. Thanks for calling in today. 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. Thank you, honey. Hey, stick around. We're going to have a special guest with us in just a moment. Yes, we're going to turn into a talk show host eventually. No, I'm kidding. I don't want him taking my job. But here it is, 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should nonviolent criminals be released from prison due to COVID-19? We have seen so many stories about people getting hurt, people getting killed, people being stabbed, beat up, knocked to the ground. And they are people who were released from prison due to COVID. Tell me how that makes sense. Tell me. And then you can tell me how it makes sense to lock down an apartment building. An apartment building in Ventura, California, that just a couple of days ago was completely shut down, residents in place, their key cards deactivated, because one person in the building tested positive for COVID. Why aren't people and real news people screaming about this, about constitutional rights? This is house arrest for people that haven't even been tested. Oh, and that's another thing. Every single person in the building will be tested. How would you like that if someone came to your home and put a padlock on all of your doors and you could not leave? Remember when I said this is going to get worse before it gets better? Well, welcome to the left's new reality. Because people are just following along and putting on their masks for your safety. Look at the way that it's being marketed on television. And then wake up. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. Grab a couple of your texts here in just a minute. First off, though, I believe we have a special guest joining us. And I always like it when he joins the show. Always appreciate his time. I feel like, ooh, I must be special. No, it's not me.
Very
special. He just
wants
to be on the air. He just wants to be on the air. Hey, Jerry, thanks for joining me today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica, first of all, can you hear me okay right now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
She can't hear me.
I can hear you fine. Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Monica, can you hear me here? Can you hear me here?
I can hear you here. I can hear you there. I can hear you everywhere.
Okay, the only problem is I can't hear you, so
that's the issue.
Go ahead and jump on top of me. Don't take that literally.
Wait a minute.
Speak over me and just make sure that you can hear me.
Okay. Go ahead. So what did you want to talk about today?
Okay, sorry about that. You know, I got to tell people, don't start flipping switches on the board without telling everybody. Anyway,
or put him back.
And that's inside radio talk for just, anyway, frustrating. So one thing that I wanted to bring up quickly before I come on to do a couple of plugs about a couple of special things we're doing here this month is had a client bring this up to us, and we're guilty of it, and I'm going to talk to the news people that provide the news and say, let's stop it. And that's OSHA. Citation. Since, are you aware of any time in the past when OSHA citations were published in the newspaper, were news stories on TV news stations? I don't remember. I know health department and, you know, when
it's
they do...
It's bullying.
Yeah. When they, you know, in the health department, they'll... I know they used to write up, you know, about restaurants, and nobody wants to go into a restaurant that's got a dirty kitchen or whatnot. But OSHA citations, think about that. When was the last time TV stations reported on OSHA citations or the newspaper reported on OSHA citations? So is it like you got to have a scarlet letter on the front door of your business or a yellow armband?
Well, no, it goes bigger than that because look at what Walmart just did when all of these fines and citations came out here in Northern Nevada and across the country. Guess what? Walmart has now made it mandatory for Sam's Club and Walmart, just like Costco. You go in, you wear a mask, or you don't go in. It's intimidation. It's bullying. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Mask shaming.
Well, we will stop reporting businesses that may get a citation. As you know, we were cited as a radio station. Somebody out there has got an axe to grind against us.
It's against me.
Against you. But never even had been in the radio station, but reported that we were in violation. So what? We're in violation. Period. So let me give a couple of plugs here about some things that are going on this August, which kind of leads to, if you're sick and tired of all this crap that's going on, here's something that can help you escape from it. And when I say escape, one of them in particular is go to Idaho and float down the Salmon River or the Snake River and win the second annual Cast and Blast trip that we're doing in Idaho, which, by the way, I was there a couple of weekends ago. Flying into Washington, there's a big difference between Washington, which is, by the way, where I saw my very first Joe Biden for president sign, which I would have defaced, but it was pretty close to a public park. And I was in a rental car. But flew into Spokane and drove over to Coeur d'Alene, which is where one of my sons is going to wind up living, which is nice because it's a beautiful place to visit, Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene in that area. But completely different in Idaho than Washington. Cross the border, and you don't have any of the insanity that the what's that governor's name? Isel or something? Didn't he run for president? But anyway, of Washington. But so Cast and Blast, we're giving away another trip for six on the Salmon River with HD River Excursions. You can go to their website. And the owner of that company is a veteran. His name's Homer. And I know my son and daughter-in-law and my first wife went on that trip last year and had a great time. So we're giving away another one. It's for six people. And we just added a free shotgun, another pointer shotgun, thanks to Legacy Sports International. You can go to their website, check out pointer shotguns. So we're going to give that away on August 15th. And so you need to get into the gun store, which is located at the Capital City Gun Club in Carson City, and simply register, no purchase necessary. And right around the 14th, we'll be in touch with the winner of that gun, as well as the Cast and Blast trip. And then also the Axelson Foundation, Donna Axelson, the mother of the Navy SEAL that was lost and portrayed in the movie Lone Survivor. We're doing a golf tournament. It's going to raise some money for some good Veterans Foundation groups, and that's on August 9th. And by the way, the response to that has been really, really good. So if you want to play golf with special ops guys, veterans, even my son and I, my son, a veteran, and I are part of a four-man team. So if you'd like to play with us, just let Donna Axelson know, and we'll raise some money for some great causes. And that's on Sunday, August 9th, at the Jaloa Lakes Ranch Course. And so the only thing you need to do between now and then is maybe get together couple of extra bucks, get your company to sponsor a team, and let's raise some money for the special ops guys through the Axelson Foundation.
That sounds fantastic. Do you play golf?
I do play golf. Very poor. Well, I actually, sometimes when you start to play with, especially with a stranger, they'll ask you what your handicap is, and I simply say, my handicap is that I don't play very well. Thank you. So yeah,
your handicap
I do.
Is just your game. Okay.
Yeah. So not very often, not as nearly as often as I'd like to, but I do like to get out on the links or the golf course and hit a ball around. So we'll be doing that on August 9th. And but lots of response. So if you want to make sure that you can come out, and there's a dinner afterwards as well, get the information. You can email me, and I'll forward it on to Donna Axelson, and we'll get you out there with us on Sunday. You ought to come out.
I would love to on August 9th.
Yeah. Do you play golf?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, you can come out and I know you talk, so you can come out and talk.
I would be honored to be your caddy.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Anyway, thanks for the time on the air to plug the Cast and Blast. Again, get into the Capital City Gun Club, the gun store, which is located upstairs, and register. And then also sign up to join us on August 9th at the Ranch Course, Genoa Lakes Ranch Course, for the Axelson Foundation. Thank you, Monica.
And you're very welcome, sir. You can email Jerry at jerry@evansbroadcast.com. Make it easy for you. Speaking of emails, I just got one at monica@991fmtalk.com. I have a special email address, just so you know. Hi, Monica. I wasn't aware if you know, but my taxes went up on my house over $200. My parents' house went up $700. Robert, no. I don't know why. Let me know what area you live in, and I will do a little research and see if that is something that is just a normal increase or if something changed. Love hearing from you. Thank you. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Talk and text 884-9910. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Wednesday. It's hump day. We're halfway there. And a big day today because at 1:30, hopefully a whole lot of people will be showing their support for law enforcement and meeting at the Gold and Silver Inn on 4th Street, right there to mass a giant parade for the support of backing the badge. Hope you are able to go down with your flags, whether it's the thin blue line flag or the American flag or the Nevada flag, whatever you want to fly. But you know what you can also do is if you've got some blue painter's tape around the house, take that blue tape and just do a straight line right across your back window. Just nice little thin blue line right there. You can use the one of the defroster lines if you've got a fancy car. Use that to make it nice and straight. That's what you can do. 1:30, parade starts at 2, heading along 2nd Street to honor law enforcement and tell them that we've got their back. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think that nonviolent criminals should be released from prison because of the coronavirus? Yes or hell no? Let's go to the talk and text lines right now. Oh, and by the way, the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we greatly appreciate that. Open during all this craziness. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kathy this morning from Silver Springs. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I'm nervous. I've never done this, but I am just absolutely livid because a lot of these coronavirus statistical numbers, these people did not die of coronavirus. I saw the Fox News on TV that I watch, and one of the special guys, I'm one of those Trump voters in the wall that you don't know about, okay? From the polls. I will surface on voting day.
Nice.
He ran his finger along a name, and he said, this man died of a motorcycle accident. Why is he listed on this coronavirus death page? And I thought, well, that must have been an oversight. A girl that I work with, I had mentioned it to her. She has a friend. I know all this is hearsay, but she has a friend who works at a coroner's office. She said her boss received a 7-page letter, blah, 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 along the whole thing. When it got to the last page where you do your signature and date, it said all deaths will be listed as coronavirus. Now, I've been watching the statistics on the stupid smartphone I have at work, and I heard about the young man who shot his sister and then shot himself. 2 minutes after midnight, there was 2 deaths in Nevada from the coronavirus.
Yep.
And somebody else got shot or hurt. If you get killed in a car wreck, if I go out and, you know, somebody shoots, whatever it is, old age, I mean, my condolences to the people who have lost family members from the coronavirus. But these huge numbers, and I know your station, you have people there who have President Trump's ear. Now, he said something about having a task force. Another friend, she's an Amazon worker, and they know everything because they are all over the world. In Miami, Florida, a hospital there, they told their workers, keep moving, look busy, you know, keep yourselves going and everything. Mm-hmm. We get money from the coronavirus deaths. We've got to make it look really good. This affects everybody here. It affects the United States. And she got away, went down, took pictures with her cell phone, a video thing. The halls are dark. She's opening up rooms. They're empty. And my friend told me it looked like a ghost town in there. And I know certain deaths here in Nevada for the Nevada statistic on coronavirus deaths were something entirely different. Yep. And it's just infuriating me because the coronavirus numbers are so high. We're going to have another peak, blah, 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 blah. These are false numbers that are affecting our children going back to school, businesses, people's homes, and their lives. Somehow, somebody has got to get in touch with Washington, the president, and have a major investigation done on this issue, because I think these numbers will drastically drop and everybody's going to take their masks off and throw them in the air and say, hey, it's over.
You know, unfortunately, Kathy, I don't think they are going to take their masks off and throw them up in the air, because the media and the government has created a state of fear. And the left wants to keep pushing that. But I have to thank you, Kathy, from the bottom of my heart for doing your research, for looking up things on your own that go against the mainstream media narrative that they are pushing. They're pushing junk science. They're pushing vaccines that haven't been tested, that have heavy metals in them, that have look up what is in these vaccines that we are allowing them, or I haven't allowed to in about 10 years, put into our bodies. It is poison. We even have, with the Justice Department in federal court, the CDC says they have no tests or they have no evidence that vaccines, especially on babies and kids, don't cause autism, which their whole narrative has been, no, it's not us, it's not the vaccines. Kathy, they are poisoning us and they are turning each other. It's now, you know, it's not black versus white anymore. It's masks versus no masks. It's people getting in other people's faces for going about their day and just being healthy. So, Kathy,
I understand that, but I'm seriously hoping that your station, that somebody in the media there can investigate this further than I have, because I'm not a professional investigator. I do security work at a truck yard, for crying out loud. But it's absolutely, and I have truckers come in from all over the United States, and they're telling me stories of things, and I'm like, oh my God, why is this not public? I sat in the truck for maybe a half hour until I could get your phone number, because I feel better now that, you know, I could get this off my chest. But somebody needs to look into this. I don't think it would be, I thought the medical association, but apparently they're part of it. But it
the American Medical Association is funded by the Rockefellers and by the Rothschilds.
That went nowhere, didn't it?
None of this is going to go anywhere. Kathy, the only way that accurate, real information gets out is with you and I, because the mainstream media is not going to do it. There's no investigative reporters. And all of those media groups are owned by the same six companies. They are being told what to say. They're being told to say about Trump, about the virus, about the riots, about Antifa, about Black Lives Matter. These things are so minuscule, but they have people so distracted and so torn up that we're not watching what's going on in other places. So, Kathy, thank you so much for doing what you've been doing and help spread the word and just be safe from the crazies out there. That's all I can say, because people are going crazy. They're not getting the oxygen that they need for their brains. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Aaron this morning. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to give everybody an update. I went to Sprouts and I wasn't wearing my mask, and they stopped me at the entrance. I said, well, under the governor's mandate, if you have a health problem, you're not required to wear a mask. And they said, we don't care.
Yeah, they've lost my business, even though they have some of the best little Nutella puffs. I just can't. This is how we fight back, Aaron. We fight back with our patronage. We fight back with our money. And if these companies are going to do this, then stop dealing with those companies. I mean, I don't believe in boycotts, but this is the only way that we can let our voice be heard, because the media is not helping out.
No, and I just wish we could, like, get all the nice patriots together and, like, go buy a town somewhere in the Midwest. And
we'd take up a lot more area than just a town, Aaron.
Well, I know, but you could start with a small town and grow from there.
But, I say we just put all the liberals on planes and buses to whatever communist country they want to claim for themselves and leave the rest of us alone, because I think the majority of this country are good, smart patriots. So, Aaron, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time. So, since we were just talking about facts and numbers, there is one group out there. It's called Issues and Insights. It's basically an editorial board that goes through numerous studies and surveys and blah, blah, blah. And PBS, Public Broadcasting System, you know, and we even pay for this. It's just ridiculous. So they reported, according to the PBS in Arizona, that the state on Saturday, July 18th, set a record for coronavirus-related deaths reported in one day with 147. That's according to the Arizona Department of Health. Well, this story here is particularly illuminating because the website the PBS article links to includes a chart of daily deaths in the state. Now, it lists only 6 deaths on July 19th. What's more, the chart shows that they have only been 2 days where deaths exceeded 65. Deaths, not coronavirus deaths, deaths. So where did this public broadcasting news get this oh-so-scary number of 147? The same place all the other surging numbers come from. Each day in Arizona and other states file reports on how many people died of COVID-19. It's not a measure of how many people died that day. In most cases, the people died days or even weeks earlier. Okay, follow along. The fact is that in Arizona's case, 106 of those reported deaths on Saturday, you know, the 147, resulted in a periodic review. That was just a review of death certificates from days, from a week. They didn't tell you that. Didn't tell you that little piece of information. All of these states, well, what about Texas? What about Florida? All these deaths, 156 new coronavirus-related deaths on Thursday. That's the most in a 24-hour period. Yeah, the health department only reports 68 deaths that day. The most deaths occurring in a single day in the state. So what's going on here? People are not reporting the numbers accurately. They're not reading the numbers accurately. They're twisting it to make, well, what looks the scariest? Ooh, 147 deaths in one day. It's not true. It's not real. And we have on record, we have her in the audio, Dr. Birx from the team for the federal government saying that no matter what you die of, if you test positive for COVID-19, you are listed as a COVID-19 death. That is the most asinine thing I have ever heard of in my entire life. This is about fear. It is to shut down our economy. It is to shut down small business. It is to eliminate the middle class. And there are oh so many people falling for it. The only way that we can fight back is to take off the masks, open our businesses, lock out OSHA, the goon squad for Governor Sisolak, and tell this man we are not going to stand for it anymore. Make sure Barbara Sagafsky, the Secretary of State, knows we will not be doing mail-in ballots in November. We are not falling for this anymore. We didn't know what was going on. I did. We didn't know what was going on. We said, okay, we'll shut down for 2 weeks. And now it's been going on 4 months. And it is going to continue to go. I can guarantee you, here in Washoe County, here in the state of Nevada, schools will not be open in September. Nothing is going to change until November 3rd, because the Democrats know that they are going to lose and they are going to do everything that they can do to take down this country so we do not bounce back. And if you are okay with that, if you are a part of that, then God help you. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You're so sweet and you are so kind to me, and that's why I love you so much and I love doing this. But I can only awaken you so much. I can only spread the word so much. And I do know, and I know you know, that I put myself at risk many a times and just got a text, stay healthy and connected to folks. I do not want to hear that you did suicide. I've said this on the air. I am one of the happiest people in the entire world. My mother, my husband, my family, my friends, my job, my animals. I would never, ever, and on a spiritual level, because I know God loves me and put me here for a reason. A reason? A reason. My Baba Waltas is Wawa is coming out. I would never commit suicide. Now, to say that I wouldn't be Seth Riched, well, you know, there's always that possibility, but I do what I do. And I stand by what I say. If I can't get through to you, at least educate yourselves. Start looking for things on YouTube. Start looking for things on Twitter, on Facebook. The truth is out there. It is in your face. It has been in everybody's face about Harvey Weinstein, about Disney. We have seen this for decades. But nobody wants to believe it's true. Nobody wants to believe that there is that much evil in this world. That's how they continue to get away with it. That's how the priests got away with it. That's how the coaches and the teachers get away with it. That's how politicians get away with it. Until they go against the wrong person, and then they get outed. There is a cabal. There is a dark force around us right now, and they are pushing hard to shut us down for a new world order. You think that's funny? You think that's fake? Then why would George Bush be talking about it? Why would Obama, Clinton, why would they all be talking about it, including the UN? If you haven't looked up UN Agenda, Agenda 21, UN 2030, then I can't help you. They put it out there. The think tanks out there, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschild Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates. How did they know 10 years ago that this would happen? How did Fauci know in 2016 that this would happen to the Trump administration? Because it was planned. It is a planned takedown of our society, our economy, our families. They hate our freedoms, and they hate our voices, and they will take them down. God loves you. Jesus loves you. I love you. Have a great day.